I came to Japan as an English teacher 2 years ago and didn't think I would stay. But Japan has a way of changing your mind. People often end up living here longer than they planned. Some people say it's best to teach in a bigger city where there are other foreigners to mix with, rather than a small town where English teachers often complain of feeling like a goldfish in a bowl. Many people choose to live in Tokyo, of course, which is good for the nightlife factor. But I'd say that for overall quality of living, the medium-sized cities, like Sendai where I live, are better. I teach English privately, which means I am my own boss, make my own lessons, and decide my own schedule. The problem with private teaching is finding students. It took me a year to build up a full schedule of private lessons, so I started out teaching in schools part-time. Most of my foreign friends here work full-time for big English conversation schools. These schools will deal with everything for you, like arranging a work visa, accommodation, and some teacher training. The pay is usually fixed at about $1,850 a month. This salary is fine to live on, but whether you can save money depends on how much going out and traveling you do here. The schools work their teachers hard. Hours are usually 1 p.m. to 9 p.m., 5 days a week, with Sundays and Mondays off. At these schools, it is hard to take days off. Teaching in Japan is quite different from my home country. Japanese students are cautious of making mistakes in front of their classmates, so teachers often have to keep trying to fill silences. Still, I enjoy teaching English here in Japan. I came to Japan as an English teacher 2 years ago and didn't think I would stay. But Japan has a way of changing your mind. People often end up living here longer than they planned. Some people say it's best to teach in a bigger city where there are other foreigners to mix with, rather than a small town where English teachers often complain of feeling like a goldfish in a bowl. Many people choose to live in Tokyo, of course, which is good for the nightlife factor. But I'd say that for overall quality of living, the medium-sized cities, like Sendai where I live, are better. I teach English privately, which means I am my own boss, make my own lessons, and decide my own schedule. The problem with private teaching is finding students. It took me a year to build up a full schedule of private lessons, so I started out teaching in schools part-time. Most of my foreign friends here work full-time for big English conversation schools. These schools will deal with everything for you, like arranging a work visa, accommodation, and some teacher training. The pay is usually fixed at about $1,850 a month. This salary is fine to live on, but whether you can save money depends on how much going out and traveling you do here. The schools work their teachers hard. Hours are usually 1 p.m. to 9 p.m., 5 days a week, with Sundays and Mondays off. At these schools, it is hard to take days off. Teaching in Japan is quite different from my home country. Japanese students are cautious of making mistakes in front of their classmates, so teachers often have to keep trying to fill silences. Still, I enjoy teaching English here in Japan.